Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I have a severe drinking problem. No, it's not what you're thinking. I'm on my fourth vitamin water today. I'm just saying. It's really good stuff. I mean, look, this is not an ad. This is not a medical claim. But I'm just going to say, I've been drinking vitamin water by the case all during COVID. And I didn't get COVID. Coincidence? Yeah, probably. I mean, truth be told. Although, let's see what I'm getting here. Zero calories, zero fat, zero sodium, four carb grams, and let's see, vitamin B, something I can't read because the print is too small. Oh, look, 25% of my daily zinc, and I already take a zinc supplement. Magnesium, chromium. Wait, that's from a Billy Joel song. Iron, coke, chromium, steel. Yeah, Billy Joel, less than a month at the stadium. Joy of joys. All right. But now I've been drinking, vitamin C and vitamin B. Well, vitamin C goes right through you. I mean, it's very difficult to get too much vitamin C, right? I mean, I suppose you can overdose on anything, but this vitamin water, I'm telling you, I know it's made by a woke corporation. But it's really good. I mean, and it seems to be good for you. All right. It is, come on, how'd you guys feel if I was drinking Angel's Envy on the air or Basil Hayden? And every time I name a brand, somebody sends me emails saying, "You mean Angel's Envy, Tom? You need to try my favorite." Yeah, and usually I take you up on it, and usually you're right. There's a lot of fine liquors out there, but I really don't think it would be possible to have alcoholic beverages. I mean, even if corporate said, "Yeah, Tom, if it makes you better, go ahead and do it." I mean, I really don't think they'd have a problem with it, but I just don't think it would work out very well. Then again, it might make the show entertaining. You never know. Like I say, I promise mediocrity every day. I tell Wenger every single day, I guarantee you, Tim, mediocrity today. And then every now and again, I don't live up to that. Sometimes I surpass it, but when you strive for mediocrity, when you promise mediocrity, nobody can complain if that's what you get. So anyway, hey, as long as the sponsors are happy and making money, I don't care. Actually, I do, because I want you there listening, because we're all pretty much friends here after all this time together on the radio. Right? Yeah, we're friends. So anyway, welcome to a friend zone. How you doing? I'm your buddy Tommy. Nice to be with you. So I don't know how much more you guys want to talk about this, but getting into serious mode for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this 40 years. Wenger's been doing it almost 40 years, and we've seen some pretty nasty things. In our careers, just like first responders in some respects, police officers, firefighters, EMTs. You know, we see things that sometimes the general public are not privy to, and they're not pretty. And you do get used to certain things after a while, except kids. Nobody ever gets used to tragedies involving children. Those are the ones that'll just, leave you sleepless some nights. But you do have an innate ability to be resilient as a human being. It is one of our attributes as a species. Being resilient but maintaining your humanity, you got to do that. But the situation today in Lackawanna, I was actually on the road, which is very unusual for me at that time of the day. It was highly unusual, but I had a whole bunch of things I had to take care of before work today. And I did not hear it. I did not feel it. I was driving, literally driving. This morning, I would have been at 7:30. I would have been at right at Worley by the thruway, right by Arrow. That's where I would have been. So I didn't hear it. I didn't feel it. And I have a release here from Charles Clark, the public information officer with Lackawanna. And before I go into that, let me just say that Bedford Avenue in Lackawanna, for many years, and you have to understand this, okay? Many years, Lackawanna was the home of a major steel industry. And unfortunately, over the years, Lackawanna, it is proudly blue collar. Okay, very proudly blue collar. And obviously, as the economy has changed, the businesses have changed, but the attitude is still proudly, hardworkingly blue collar. Unfortunately, some of the people who live in elitist bubbles have unfair stereotypes about Lackawanna. They think of it as a stinky, skanky, skunky, rundown place with no redeemable qualities whatsoever, all right? And it's really unfortunate because, frankly, they're ignorant. They're not trying to be hateful. It's just that they're ignorant. They don't know that, hey, you know what? You might see some scumminess in Lackawanna, but you can see scumminess in Amherst just as much. But there are some really nice neighborhoods in Lackawanna. And if you were blindfolded and taken for a drive, and then they took the blindfold off and you were on Bedford Avenue where this explosion took place, you'd say, oh, we're in Eggertsville, or oh, we're in Cheektowaga, or oh, West Seneca, Orchard Park. Fill in your town here. This is a really nice community where this happened, and it's a very close-knit community. And it is, when you look at the pictures of the scene, there are some things that are apparent that this could be your street, could be my street just as easily. Well-maintained homes, well-manicured lawns, and most importantly, people like Mike Salamone, who kept an eye out for his elderly across-the-street neighbor who unfortunately died this morning when her house blew up. Irene Sanok, S-A-N-O-K, 92 years old. And I'll get into the release here in just a moment. But the idea I'm trying to communicate is that if you're one of those people who gets snooty about Lackawanna, when somebody says, I live in Lackawanna, and you're like, ooh. You got to get over that because it's not accurate. It's not correct at all. So please understand. I've never lived in Lackawanna. We have friends who don't live very far from where this happened. But anyway, update from the city of Lackawanna regarding house explosion with fire at 91 Bedford Avenue. This morning at approximately 7:20 a.m., City of Lackawanna Fire and Police Department crews were dispatched to a multi-alarm call of a house explosion with fire at 91 Bedford Avenue, located off Abbott Road in the city's 4th Ward. Upon arrival, Lackawanna Fire and Police found 91 Bedford completely destroyed. Some people would say that's redundant, but I think it's actually quite effective in communicating it. Completely destroyed, with fire burning from the home's foundation and in a portion of the debris field scattered on the north and south ends of the street. There were also flames. Mrs. Irene Sanok, S-A-N-O-K, 92 years old, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office. At present, it is believed that no other people were inside the residence at the time of the explosion. We are not aware of any injuries sustained by nearby residents or emergency workers. Seven adjacent homes, seven, were damaged by the explosion impact. Lackawanna Code enforcement officers are evaluating the extent of those damages. That's what I suspected. And I don't know, and maybe somebody could tell me the answer to this. If you live on Bedford, those seven houses that are damaged, are they letting people back in to get their clothes or to get medicine? Or are firefighters or emergency people doing it for them? Because, I mean, you have to understand, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. If a home has been significantly weakened, you don't want to make a bad situation worse by sending somebody into a house and having the house come down or having them fall through a floor because of damage from the shockwave of the explosion. So I'm curious as to the disposition of the people in those seven adjacent homes that were damaged. Some, by the way, this is not in the release, but some of those homes were pretty severely damaged. So the Lackawanna Code people are evaluating the extent of the damages. The cause of the explosion at 91 Bedford Avenue is under investigation by the City of Lackawanna Fire and PD, Erie County Sheriffs, and National Fuel. The investigation is expected to take several days. Further updates will be provided as appropriate upon completion of the investigation. And this is a very nice touch. And again, this, you think one thing about Lackawanna, don't, because they didn't have to put this sentence in, but they did. The City of Lackawanna extends its condolences to Mrs. Sanok's family and asks the community to keep her and her family in their thoughts and prayers. So that's a very nice touch. It goes beyond a formulaic, sterile public information officer thing. So well done by Charles Clark. But if you are if you're in the area of where this house exploded and where Mrs. Sanok met her demise, and you've got a story about the events of this morning, I am all ears. I would very much like to hear how everybody pulled together and reacted as the explosion took place. And then in that, it always seems like forever between flash and bang when it comes to, hey, something happened. Where are the emergency people? They were there very, very quickly. But no matter how quickly they're there, it always seems like an eternity when you're waiting. But if you are in that neighborhood, I want to know what your morning was like in terms of dealing with something you never could have anticipated when you went to sleep last night. Nobody ever thinks the house is going to blow up. But I'm glad our caller Brian brought this up. Because Tim Wenger mentioned this to me prior to today's program, that there literally was a mattress from Mrs. Sanok's home that had been blown into the air and onto the roof of an adjoining home. And it's just, it's astonishing to me. And if you are just joining us, I will tell you that back in the early 1980s, there was a massive propane explosion in Buffalo. And we lost a number of Buffalo's bravest. We lost some civilians, and it was absolute carnage. And it was absolutely devastating. And that was caused by propane cylinders. And there was a whole big to-do after that took place, and obviously with good reason. And as you watched TV that week. And those of you who are maybe, I don't know, 40, 45 or older will remember this. Every TV channel, almost every commercial break, would show the pictures of the Buffalo firefighters who tragically died in the line of duty on the North Division propane explosion. That was in 1983. That was propane. There was also, and again, this is just personal experience, when I worked and lived in St. Louis, I lived in St. Charles, Missouri, about 30 miles to the west of St. Louis, and we had a house blow up to our west, and that house explosion took place in a rather tony neighborhood, and I remember being at the scene, and I had the same feeling at the scene there as I do now looking at the pictures at WBEN.com of the amazing force in that case that was released by a natural gas explosion. There was nothing left of the house. It looked very much like 91 Bedford does right now, except, as I mentioned earlier, that situation was actually a deliberate situation, and the reason the police figured it out was not only was the family not home, but for the first time ever, they took the dog with them. And people thought, wait a minute, you bring the dog with you for some late night drive you've never taken before with the dog and your house blows up? That raised some questions. And I think there were some financial irregularities involving insurance. So that actually became a criminal case. This situation, my gut, you know, it's I suppose it's never good to speculate, but we're talking about a 92-year-old woman here. My gut says there is nothing at all criminal about this situation. I'd be surprised if there was. But, you know, I'm not investigating it. And if I was, I wouldn't know what I'm doing anyway. But the professionals are doing it. And when they come to an educated conclusion, they will let us know. But this very much reminds me of either a natural gas explosion, the results of which I have seen, or a propane explosion, the results of which I have seen. And I'm going to presume that one of those is probably the leading culprit, but I'll wait until the officials do their job. Either way, it's not going to bring back Mrs. Sanek. Hopefully, whatever it is, they'll figure out exactly why it happened to reduce the risk of it happening again. Our caller the first hour said that he saw Homeland Security and ATF on the scene of the explosion. And my guess on that, again, just a guess, but it's kind of common sense, probably wanted to make sure that nothing hinky was going on from, you know, a criminal point of view with Homeland Security or any illegal explosives. And also, both of those agencies, ATF in particular, they're very well trained with explosives. I mean, those ATF people, I mean, they've got specialists in defusing bombs and things like that. I mean, I know a lot of the federal agencies do, but you know, I don't know if they're still there on the scene or whether Lackawanna's got this along with National Fuel.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I made the comment last week. I said, if you want to know what the future is going to be like, read science fiction today. The science fiction you read today is going to be reality in 20 years, like the Dick Tracy wristwatch. It's not that far removed from what we actually see technologically happen. The Invisible Man. Yes, stealth personnel gear. It really exists. Today's science fiction is tomorrow's truth. Now, Pasquale, before we go to some telephone calls, really quickly, somebody has pointed out to me, Jeff Bezos, and how closely Jeff looks like Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies. He looks like Dr. Evil. Not only that, I can't describe the spaceship in which Jeff Bezos is traveling, in which he has gone up. But watch Austin Powers, because I'm telling you, it looks like... That's what the spaceship looks like. Come on. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I mean, first of all, Mike Myers, if you're listening in Toronto, where's number four? Okay. But the similarities, Jeff Bezos looks like Dr. Evil, and the spaceship looks like a... That's exactly what it looks like. Sorry, I had to get that out. I hope you don't mind. Okay, let's go to Dick in Cheektowaga. Dick, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Tommy. How are you?
Tom, timing is everything, sir. You're on. Hello.
Okay, I was a propane worker for about 16 years, back in the days when that propane explosion was in Buffalo. And I hate to correct you, but it was not cylinders that exploded. It was a 500-gallon tank. I have this from the inside, being working for the company that provided that tank. And it was a 500-gallon tank. The driver went there to fill it, not me, and he refused to fill it because they had it inside the building, which is illegal, even back then. He made him bring it outside, put it on a cement pad. He filled it, and after he left, the construction workers picked it up with a forklift, put this 500-gallon tank inside the building. That's about 2,000 pounds of gas. And when they were setting it on the ground, they broke it. They rolled it over. It's like a big sausage with legs on it. They rolled it and broke the valve off. And there was a 3/4-inch opening where the valve was. The propane was blasting out at about 110, 115 pounds pressure. And it took a few minutes to fill the building up. And there was barrels with cardboard and papers burning. you know how construction sites are with their heat barrels, and it ignited it, and that's what blew the building up. It was a nasty mess, of course.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was you're right. It was originally reported as propane cylinders, but what you're saying is absolutely true and a proper correction. You're absolutely right.
Not that I want to correct you, because you're pretty cool. You're a good guy.
No, everything you say is absolutely 100% true. I had frankly forgotten that they corrected the story because, you know, it got ingrained into my mind, you know, it just being a dumb guy on the radio, not specializing in propane. Propane cylinders. But you're right. An illegal 500-gallon propane tank was eventually found to be the cause. So I appreciate the correction.
There, it has a high specific gravity. Natural gas is lighter than air, so it will rise. Propane settles to the bottom. But they had this tank up on the third or fourth floor, and as it went down the elevator shafts, the building was not completed yet. They were working on it, and that's eventually it caught a source of ignition, and that's what set it off. I've seen so many gas explosions in my 16 years working at this company, which doesn't exist anymore. They've long since been bought out by others. The fellow that filled the tank had a heart attack 3-4 years ago and died on the job, and he's long gone now, but from other reasons. But I've seen a propane explosion at that place out there in Indian Falls Lake. I've seen a propane explosion in Franklinville that leveled a house. Nothing left but a hole in the ground.
Hey.
I saw one out Sand Hill or Sand Something Road way out north of Akron many, many years ago. I knew the family there, and believe it or not, no one was killed in that, and they were all home except for the mother. And they said that this young girl that lived there with her stepfather was in the house when it exploded. It blew all four walls out sideways, and the roof and the second floor came down like pancakes and pinned them into the cellar. They found a newborn baby in a crib in the basement, and two logs had fallen crisscross in the shape of a cross over that baby's crib. And other than a few minor scratches, the baby was unharmed.
Oh, my goodness. And that baby probably is how old now?
That was, well, gosh, I quit working there in 1987, I think it was.
Yeah, isn't it wild how, like, our minds play trick on us? And
getting older now, and it's hard to remember all these years.
Yeah, I know, but that's an amazing story. But I want to also correct something else I said. It was 5 Buffalo firefighters, not 6, that were killed, and there were 2 civilians who died in that blast. And go ahead.
Yeah, they were embedded into the side of their fire truck. They actually found their bodies embedded into the side of the truck from the blast.
Yeah, it was a terrible scene.
It shook my house. I lived at Transit and Walden, and it shook the house so bad I thought a plane crashed at the airport. So I went up in the attic, and I'm looking out the attic window to see a flame shooting up from the airport and couldn't find any. And shortly after that, it came on the news what did happen.
You know, it's interesting that we're even talking about this because somebody over the weekend came up to me and said, you know, the first time I ever listened to you was the night of the propane explosion in Buffalo. And that was December 27th of 1983. Now, I can't tell you what I had for dinner last night or the night before. I literally don't remember. But December 27th, 1983, I was doing a talk show on what is now the sports station. And after many weeks of preparation, we had an attorney in studio talking about bankruptcy. He was a young attorney at the time. His name was Jeffrey Friedman. And I was a dumb beginner talk show host at the time. So we had all these people calling in to talk about this explosion. And at the time, I wasn't exactly Mr. Breaking News coverage. And finally got through to me after call after call after call. I needed to say goodbye to Jeff Friedman and get into breaking news coverage on the old station. We had Sandy Kozel and I think Wayne Smith came in. I think Don Dusias was in the mix at some point. But obviously that was a major news story, and I've always been embarrassed that I was so slow on the uptake.
Do you remember when the dynamite truck blew up in the Lancaster Quarry?
Refresh my memory.
Well, I was living in DePue at the time on Main Street.
Well, that doesn't refresh my memory.
For the gas company. Yeah, I like DePue for some reason. I don't know why, but I don't live there now. But anyways, a dynamite truck with 4 tons of TNT that was on fire because the Florida truck was wood, and they had the truck overloaded, and when they got off the thruway of Transit Road, it was smoking. The floor was starting to catch on fire.
Oh.
The driver drove it into the gravel quarry way down in the pit, and a Lancaster cop came in because he was radioing ahead that his dynamite truck was on fire. Well, a Lancaster cop came down in there, and he yelled at the cop, turn around and get out of here. And I think he jumped in the back seat of the police car, and the cop punched it as hard as he could. And they just crested the hill and went down the other side, and the thing went off. They said if it had gone off at ground level, it would have blown vehicles right off the thruway because that quarry is right along the thruway there.
That I do not remember that story. I don't know why, but I don't remember it. But that's astonishing. I'm sure the Lancaster cop and his family remember the story very well.
Yeah, I think he had to go home and change his shorts on that one.
Probably a lot of people did. My goodness.
Out of a bunch of stores on Main Street, and I was eating breakfast, and it actually shook my cereal bowl.
Give me a year on that. Give me an approximation.
Before I bought my house, probably... I bought the house in 79, so it would have been 78.
Probably yeah.
78.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, I didn't start radio till 1981, so nothing happened prior to then in my mind. Yeah, but no, I do not remember that story, but that again is that's amazing. Thank you very much. I appreciate the correction, Dick, very much. Thank you.
Hey, you're going to be up at 14 Holy Helpers?
I'm wondering what happened to the 15th Holy Helper. When somebody can answer me that, I'll be at 14 Holy Helpers, but they've got to account for number 15.
The nerds will be there, so I guess I'll see you there. So.
And Hit and Run. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be at 14 Holy Helpers.
They're both good bands, but I like the Nerds better.
Well, they're both excellent. Nerds Gone Wild and Hit and Run, and what makes them even better is they both let me play with them. As music.
There you go.
So I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
You're right. Good night.
All right. Good night. Yes. Every time I hear 14 Holy Helpers, I don't know why, but I think, what, 15, did he quit the job? Did he get fired? Did he get outsourced to Iowa? What happened to him? 14. Why 14? I know if I just look it up online, I'd get the answer, but that would take the silliness out of my life. I do not remember the Lancaster Dynamite story. But the guy was spot on with the Buffalo propane blast. I apologize. Maybe the details were a little bit graphic. Any family members listening, I'm sorry about that. I didn't know that was coming, obviously. But that was a terrible, terrible night. And, you know, for as bad as today's explosion was, literally, ladies and gentlemen, the propane blast in 1983, December in Buffalo, was felt for 10 or even more miles. I'm thinking back to taking calls that night from people. Wait, you felt that in, you know, Batavia, whatever it was? It was bad. It was horrible. And you know what's bad? It could have been worse. 5 firefighters, 2 civilians, 7. But a different location, a different time, it could have been even worse. So if you are experiencing any severe weather, what you can do is you can text our newsroom or Brendan Keeney at 803-0930. That is the text number, but obviously, you know, we want you to text you at the most dangerous and inconvenient time. We want you to be very safe in texting us. I'm just taking a quick peek at the radar right now. And, there is a real, oh my gosh, if you're on 104 in Niagara County right now, in East Wilson, going along Ridge Road, if you're on Ridge Road right now, you're getting hammered in Niagara County. And that can be a trying drive even in the best weather. So I'm going to advise you to use caution on 104 because it's pouring like a you-know-what right now. And I've covered enough fatal accidents on that stretch of highway for a lifetime. And just be extra, extra careful. Very heavy rain, some lightning also, and there is some... less severe shower activity that is coming down to the east of Niagara Falls and Lewiston. And it looks like Grand Island is going to get some rain coming up in the next little bit. But anyway, if you are in Niagara County, driving along 104, just use extra caution, because seriously, like, the busiest part of 104, the most dangerous part of that road right now is also where the worst weather is. So please be careful. All right, it is 3:54 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, just talking about explosions, and, you know, I got to tell you, sometimes I never know what's going to happen on this program. I don't know what's going to work. I don't know what's not going to work. Breaking news is obviously something over which we have zero control whatsoever. But, if you have lived here long enough, you know, we just like any other major or medium metropolitan area, you know, we've had our share, tragically, of memorable explosions. And, you know, my mind is pretty messed up, but my mind always goes back to a story I remember from being a little kid, because it was family lore in the Bowerly family. Because we lived very close to a place called Lucidol in the town of Tonawanda on Military Road. And way long time ago, back in the 1950s, there was a massive explosion at Lucidol. Killed some people. And people have very strange reactions sometimes. Now, this was during the Cold War, all right? We're talking the 1950s. And my mom heard this enormous explosion, just absolutely eardrum shattering explosion. And she looked out and she saw literally a mushroom cloud. She thought that we had been A-bombed. You know, she thought maybe, did they hit Niagara Falls? Seriously, I'm not. And my mother is not given to panic. She's not given to exaggeration. She's a rock of stability. You know, I mean, in 1,000 years, my mom will still be here giving sage advice and sagacious wisdom. But her first thought, seeing the mushroom cloud at the Lucidol explosion, my brother in school. So all the neighborhood mothers, think about this, in the 1950s, in their house dresses, were all running up the street to make sure the kids were okay. But if you live through that, you remember it. In fact, I don't want to be too graphic here, but, you know, some of the bodies or parts thereof were thrown a considerable distance from the blast and ended up actually on some friends' houses. So it was a terrible, terrible day. But this explosion in Lackawanna, thank goodness that only one person died. That, of course, is a tragedy. 92-year-old lady, sweetheart, everybody loved her in the neighborhood, but it could have been far worse. And when you look at the pictures at WBEN.com, and no, this is not some ploy to, you know, get people to go to the website for revenue. No. Just that I didn't quite grasp it until I saw the pictures, and it literally is like a house vaporized. And my best to everybody on Bedford Avenue tonight, and I hope that everybody's able to get in and get whatever you need, or maybe you're allowed back in your house. I don't know, and I can't get a hold of anybody from Lackawanna to find out what the situation is for the people in the homes that were damaged.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.